Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Seto. Welcome back to Season 2. We're here today, we're going to talk about the NIL. I'm here with Keebler, and you're going to hear about what I think is right, what I think is wrong, and what I think about everything about the NIL, college sports heading forward, and all of that. So stay tuned, and glad to have you back. Let's get bigger, let's get better.
Hey everybody, it's Keebler from Sakitomi. Just want to throw out a shout out to our fellow podcaster down the road, Steve Pugh, host of Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. If you get a chance, give him a listen.
Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Detto. We're back here with the first episode of Season 2. We're going to talk about the NIL in college sports. What a nightmare this is. I can't believe it even exists. It's nuts. I'm here with my buddy Keebler.
Hey, everybody.
There he is.
Thanks for coming back for Season 2. You're going to see the new, I want to say improved Detto, but by the end of the season, I don't think you'll be agreeing with me.
Ain't nobody going to like me in 24.
Oh, 24 is going to be a nightmare. We got a lot of feedback. We like to thank all our listeners for Season 1, but we're going to take a little constructive criticism and turn it into something huge.
Oh,
in Season 2.
Don't get all excited. I mean,
starting with my boy Dell.
You thought the Fire Ready to Unite episodes were good.
Every day is Friday now.
Every day is Friday now.
That's what I was informed when I came into the studio.
The NIL.
Name, image, likeness.
That's correct.
And big topic.
Oh my God. It's controversial. It's big. It's ruining sports. Ruining.
I'm not too sure I agree with you.
Oh, it's destroying it.
I kind of like that the athletes are getting compensated now.
I said that years ago.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
I said that anybody that's on an EA Sports game
right
in college should be compensated being on that game.
I agree. And I agree
like,
there.
Like the Fab Five. You buy a jersey?
That's when all this started, huh? More or less.
I don't think so. I think it started well before that. But yeah. I'm just using Fab Five as an example.
Gotcha.
They sell a shirt.
Right.
Who gets the money? It ain't Chris Webber.
No, it wasn't Jalen Rose.
It ain't Jalen Rose.
No.
Nope. It was the school or the NCAA.
Or NCAA.
Don't get me started on the NCAA right now. I will lose it.
Really?
Lose it. Completely.
You don't think they had the right to take the money?
I think the NCAA is like the mafia.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's like, I'll protect you.
Okay.
You just pay me.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what they always want the antitrust laws.
Right.
And they are always denied because they're like putting kids to work. It's like legal slavery.
Well, there you go.
It is.
I didn't see that coming.
No, you won't see a lot coming. Trust me. But you now that we've already started, you can start.
I can start. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think this all started back in 2009 is when it went to the courts or whatever. What Ed O'Bannon Jr.
He was on the game.
He was on the EA Sports cover, and he wanted to be paid for the likeness.
I don't blame him.
And I agree with you there. This might be the only time we agree.
I still don't agree. Well, I agree with you, him being paid, but
right.
I'll tell you why I don't agree.
Okay. And so he was a plaintiff in the first class action, and lo and behold, working our way up. I think it's 2021, let's shoot up to 2021, July 1st, NIL starts.
Finally. What they righteously deserved in the beginning. Like, if you played John Madden football,
okay,
the players all had names and you knew who they were.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you played NCAA college football, same game. But the players only had numbers.
They only had numbers.
Oh, it's number 89, it's number 54, it's number 12, it's number whatever.
But their faces looked like something.
They did.
Right.
They looked alike.
Like some of the guys like
way too coincidental.
Alabama or Michigan or UCLA.
Yep. And I don't believe they were ever compensated, which is what Banyan was saying. And I agreed with it then. These schools and NCAA and everything is making so much money off of these kids.
You think that's why it took so long for this to, because of all the money that...
Oh, no, there's something afoot. There's something afoot.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
You smell something?
Oh, I don't smell it. I stepped in it. I can see it. Oh, I'm covered in it. I got a shower. That's how bad this is. wildly unregulated.
Well, tell me more.
Oh, God. What is happening here is they're trying to get rid of the minor leagues.
Okay.
Can you imagine if every baseball team didn't have to carry all the minors?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, you just start picking them out of high school or college.
High school, college, or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going to end up happening.
Well, the way it's going,
because
right?
why would you want to be in single A or triple A making pennies when you could be in college making millions?
True.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's true.
And even like here at UConn with Alex Caravan.
Right.
He's not sure if he can. If I were him, I'd go back to school for a year.
We were talking about that before we started. I was like, will he get drafted? He could, second round. But what is he going to gain? He could go back, play for another title, and make maybe $1 or $2 million.
Yeah.
At school.
Obviously, UConn now has the money to do it.
Without a doubt.
But UConn, after winning the two national championships back to back.
Right.
Obviously, he now has enough money in the NIL and with the portal to bring in anybody they want.
This is true.
They could possibly win 11 in a row.
They could. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not possible. I mean, it's very competitive. I mean, you've got your Kentuckys and your Dukes and Kansas and, you know, but they're the bigger conferences.
UConn is certainly up there now in the Blue Bloods.
Best team in the last 25, 26 years.
Right.
You know, six titles, but do they get the recognition for it? Sometimes no, but I think now they've opened a lot of eyes.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And there's a reason why Hurley didn't want to take the Kentucky job, even though they kept saying it.
Right.
We here in Connecticut knew he wasn't going to go because I don't think Kentucky has. Calipari wouldn't have left if they had what UConn had.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? He went to Arkansas, and now he's getting everything.
Yep.
So this is what it's doing. It's bringing everything down.
Right.
It's basically taking the NBA theory of a three-man threat to win a championship.
Right.
And using it in college.
True.
They're just making college basketball NBA on a lower level.
True.
So then you pick from these schools that have these systems in place.
Right.
And you can grab talent and make your team instantly better.
So
what do you need the G League for anymore?
So now you're eliminating a whole league.
You're getting rid of the minor leagues.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're getting rid of the people that you don't have to carry them, you don't have to pay their salaries.
True.
And in 3 to 5 years, that's what's going to happen.
I get your point.
If it hasn't already started.
If it hasn't already started, right.
Which I think it has. And I don't know this, but I remember hearing something about minor league teams shutting down.
It's probably true. Because they used to have, I think there was more than just a G League in basketball. I think there was a couple, like, I'm just going to throw this out there, like F League and E League or whatever. I think it was some other letters, but it was like two or three, wasn't there?
No, I think they turned into the D League.
Oh, the D League, correct.
Into the G League.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's still the same thing. I don't think there were more than that.
All right. I thought they were already cleaning house here.
But now they don't have to.
Right.
And the major sports, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, all of them, have so much TV revenue and so much airtime with everything.
Right.
That they have the money to spread around and do this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were a bunch of the boosters.
Oh, really?
Yes. If we can cut all of our minor league farm system out and not have to pay these guys, you know how much more money we'd make?
Oh, it'd be quite a bit.
Oh, it'd be a lot of it.
It'll be a lot of it.
And that's where it's going. And it's trickling right on down to kids.
Yeah, I was surprised that you were saying it's going to be going between, I guess it's in 30 states now, that the NIL deals are legal for K through 12.
Yep.
So you see a kid in Little League. So you happen to roll up on a Little League game, and you see a kid mash two or three bombs for home runs. What are you going to do? Go, hey, kid, let me put you on a video game or
no.
something like that, or get you T-shirts, or we're going to get you signed up for commitment for class of 2035.
That leads me into my next problem.
I'm having a problem right now.
You're not supposed to.
I'm not supposed to, but you're getting me fired up just by looking at you.
You stink.
Get this French attitude.
Even the parents nowadays.
Yeah, that's another thing.
It's how greedy are you?
Right.
And that's what these vultures are doing. They're looking for the greediest parents because kids have all this technology and they know how to use it.
Well, yeah, this is set up by a lot of it's like social media gets it out there.
Yeah.
And the parents see something.
if you have 500,000 followers, you're going to have companies coming after you and be like, hey, just promote Wiffle Ball or promote, you know, promote my new skateboard.
Right, right.
Just use it and we'll give you X amount of dollars because you have this many followers.
Exactly.
So that now they're going after children. That's sick. It's sick.
Yeah.
Not only are they trying to ruin the landscape of sports in general, college football made $1.3 billion last year.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
Yep.
How many of those kids got any of that?
I'm going to say probably not a lot of them.
Well, now with an NIL.
Well,
probably not.
Right.
But all those years, they're making revenue off TV contracts and selling merchandise and all that stuff. The kids weren't getting anything. I mean, they were getting a scholarship.
Well, what's his name this year? The number one pick, Caleb Williams for USC. He's going to make a boatload of money, but he made $2.6 million last year in school.
Again, I'm not against these guys making money.
Right.
Branding themselves and whatnot. And especially with the change of social media, like everybody's on there. And these companies can dish out money to kids that are much younger because they have so many followers.
Oh, yeah. Well, the standard I was looking at.
The problem is.
Imagine that. You get 10,000 followers, that's the standard. That's when they start taking interest on social media.
I say it should be 500,000 minimum.
More, yeah.
500,000 before you can even talk to a person.
Because
10,000 people.
10,000 is the standard number.
Yeah.
It's like.
That is so low.
It is very low.
But every person that has 10,000 people, if you have 10 people that have 10,000 people,
right,
you have 100,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what they're looking at it like. But it should be 500,000.
All right, yeah.
It should be a standard so high, it would be almost unattainable. And that way, you're getting what you're paying for.
Right.
At that point.
So let me ask you this. What do you think the next step is to try to regulate this?
I don't know. There's legislation trying to be written.
And well, it's got to happen.
It's been put in front of the Senate 11 different times.
Really?
And not one vote.
Wow.
Not a vote yet. And the NCAA is trying to apply
That's kind of a shame.
The NCAA is trying to apply for antitrust laws.
Okay.
And which they're never going to get because you if you're that good and you bring in a crowd, you can't not compensate somebody for doing that.
Right, right. They have to be reimbursed for.
Right. And with the way everything's going.
Yeah.
It's like social media is what's driving this whole thing.
Without a doubt.
That and student loans.
Oh boy, there's another topic. I can see the flame in your eyes right now.
Oh, I guarantee you, there's the student loan pandemic.
Yeah,
is behind
that's
us.
That's a good analogy right there.
Is behind us.
These guys are getting compensated, like you said, for bringing all these followers. You know.
Yeah, but and the people that aren't are the ones getting screwed.
That's what I was going to get at.
They're just students.
Yep.
And they have to take out these loans to go to college.
And how long does it take them to pay that back?
Well,
if they pay it back.
You hope you die. And then you wonder why the suicide rate is so goddamn high in this country. It's because of the student loans.
Oh,
jeez. And what do you get out of a student loan and your degree anymore? That's the next episode. Let's just chill till the next episode.
Yeah, you're not getting much.
No.
You gotta go 8 to 12 years of schooling.
Yeah.
And how much more money is that?
8 to 12 years,
you know,
you end up paying that thing for the rest of your life.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why you hope you die. the positivity rate in America is in the toilet.
Oh, without a doubt.
Everybody's so negative, and everybody's pointing fingers and stuff. But it's because it was designed this way, and now they're doing it here. And what they're doing is taking the money from student loans that the students are paying that aren't athletes, and trying to wash it.
Okay.
So they're giving it to the athletes for the NIL.
For the NIL, yeah.
And
that's a crying shame.
And I guarantee you the banks are behind this somehow. The banks.
Well, especially with the banks are making money all the time, especially with the interest rates they charge, and it's freaking crazy.
It's getting nuts.
Yep.
But let's get back to the NIL and how it's trickling down, because it's going down to the kids.
Right.
And it's going down to the kids so far that those thirsty, bloodlusting, greedy parents are literally forming teams, travel teams, and charging everybody $2,500 to play.
Right.
And then you just do it, and you go around season to season to season to season.
Okay.
And you keep going. Thinking that this is going to help your kid.
Right.
It ain't helping your kid.
Oh, hell no.
Your kid's running rampant. He's all over the place. He or she.
He or she, right, because I was just going to say my daughter played on a travel team.
They're all over the place.
Cost us money, but and she sat.
They never
she
get to,
didn't
be,
to play.
They never get to be kids.
No.
They don't get to be kids. And you're ruining your kid's life.
Absolutely.
So it's stupid. It's freaking stupid. I can't take it. I'm getting angry now.
Well, I just want you to open up to me and tell me how you really feel.
I think this sucks. It does. It goes down way too far down. When it's okay in 30 states.
Parents got, like you said, they're greedy and they got deep pockets. They want them to be filled.
I know they do. They want it to be filled.
Yep.
And it's like, but what it's done, it has absolutely killed Little League baseball.
That's a great point.
It's killed Little League baseball. Little League baseball is one of the greatest times of your life as a child.
I agree.
You have two games a week.
Yep.
You go to practice once.
Once, yep.
You play games, you see your friends, and you leave. And everybody's invited.
Right.
It's like a
family day where everybody, after you have, a couple hot dogs, you get some fries, you get a soda, ice cream, whatever.
Now we're just playing goddamn click baseball.
What click
are you in?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the Raptors.
Right.
Well, which click are you in? Oh, I'm on the Mountaineers.
Yeah.
It's like, your kids are the same age.
When I was in baseball, in Little League, there was 10 teams. We have three different divisions, like the West, East, and South here. The West, South, and North. Now it's down to three teams, and four teams. I think there's 10 teams total when it used to be well into the 20s.
Exactly. Right.
But why? Because they're all playing this travel stuff.
And that's where it's trickling down to.
Right.
And it's becoming worse and worse. And everyone that is involved in those things, it's like, it becomes, it's like all the people that were either in elementary school or high school or whatever, and they got the participation trophies, are now adults.
Yeah.
And they're showing it.
Yep.
They are showing it.
Absolutely.
Bunch of morons. Bunch of absolute morons. Who's the guy on the Steelers? Woodson. Woodward.
Russell Wilson?
No, the big guy. He's a linebacker. Oh, my God. Why am I forgetting his name? I can't remember his name. He made his kids return the trophies.
Oh, really?
Yes. He goes, we go up there and you give these back and politely say, we don't deserve these just for participating.
Wow.
And he sent them back and they came back. And I was like, that is a great human being.
Oh, wow.
That is a great human being.
I didn't ever heard that story.
And he said, he was number 55.
Yeah, I'm not like, sure who that is, but.
Yes, you do. It wasn't, why is Jerome stuck in my head? It was a.
Not Jerome Bettis.
No, it was Woodley, Woodward.
Hayward?
Nope, it doesn't matter. But he sent his kids up to give the trophies back.
No kidding.
Yeah, he goes, that's not how we do this in this family. We either win or we don't.
Oh, I have to agree with you there. I look at my kids, and don't get me wrong, my son and my daughter both were very good athletes, and they won this and that, but you start looking at the trophy case or the shelf or whatever, and you're like, how did they get so many trophies?
Participation.
Oh, yeah.
They played for 19 years.
Exactly. You're bound to, if you're going to get a trophy every year, you're bound to get a few.
Yeah. Get a trophy for what you've done.
And I'm looking through mine, I'm like, I got like four.
I have one trophy. One.
Really?
And it was as an adult, and I didn't even play that much.
Oh, I must have been on that team.
No, you weren't.
Oh, really?
No, yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, we won a national.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we won a national in 2018.
Nice.
And I kept the trophy. It's the only trophy I have. Just to prove I did something. You know what I mean? But it wasn't a participation trophy.
True.
And so we are honestly, we got a few more minutes. So the legislation is coming, and it has to, because the NIL is wildly unregulated.
Right.
Different schools can do different things.
What do you think they're going to, how are they going to shape this through legislation? What kind of guidelines do you think they need to put in to make this right?
It depends. There has to be a monitor of what each student would be bringing in.
Okay.
So if you're talking like Bronny James.
Bronny James, yep.
If he's bringing in a certain amount of.
$7.5 million last year.
Right. But if that's a direct ratio
right
to what he's bringing in, then fine with that.
Okay.
But you'd have to monitor each individual student. Into what their merchandise or their likeness or anything is bringing in.
Okay.
Like Caitlin Clark, right?
Yep.
She was the face of women's college basketball.
Oh my God.
For the last 2 years.
Yep. Absolutely.
So anything she gets, she deserves.
Right.
Right. But
$3.1 million she made.
You can go with, give me any really good player out of the state of Connecticut.
Yep.
That you can think of off the top of your head.
Paige Beckers.
Out of the state of Connecticut.
Oh, out of the state of Connecticut.
Not in the state.
Got you. Let's go with, how about Malik Nabers, wide receiver for LSU.
Okay. What did he bring in for revenue? And what did he bring? What was his total? You should have I don't know if it's a 10% ratio, a 20% ratio.
Right.
That should be figured in.
Okay.
But you shouldn't just be given money if you're not the greatest player.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Caitlin Clark was literally the face of women's college basketball.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
She deserves it. Bronny James is getting it because of his father. Let's face it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
I totally agree with you there.
That's nepotism in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
In fact...
The guy missed the first 2 months of the season because, I mean, granted, he had a condition with his heart, and I feel bad for
him. He had a heart attack.
Yeah. And he was still bringing in money.
Exactly.
He was in rehab and sitting on the bench.
Yes.
And then he comes back, and he plays probably 8 to 10 minutes a game to start, and he's only averaging like 3 or 4 points a game, and he's bringing in millions.
That's because his father's the booster.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now Keebler's getting fired up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That LeBron is washing money, too. I'll tell you that for free. Really blows my skirt up. Yeah. It should be a percentage.
Right.
One set ratio. So if you make if you bring in $200,000 for whatever school, company, business, whatever it is.
Right.
You are entitled to 20% of that revenue. No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Okay.
So if you bring $200,000, what do you get? $20,000?
$20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have 40 of them.
Right.
And still get 20% of each. That's it.
Right.
You can't just pay people because you have to get rid of money. Otherwise, like I said, you're just washing money. That money's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
Where is it coming from? That's what I want to know. Where the hell is that money coming
from? That's what Dedo wants to know.
Yeah. And it's student loans. Tell me now. Tell you that for free.
Well, maybe we can watch an episode of The Simpsons and we'll see that back.
As soon as we get off the air here, I'm going to look up NIL Simpsons. See what happens. I swear to God, I'm gonna.
We were just playing around with that.
I'm not. I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, I
bet you it happened.
It probably did.
I bet you that Matt Groening already knew about this.
He's a very smart man.
Then that guy's in trouble too, because he knew about it and didn't do anything about it.
Well, yeah.
He's an accomplice. That's what that makes him. When this whole thing goes down, Groening's going down with him. Tell you that for free. All right, buddy.
Hey, one quick note though.
Shoot.
How does a non-binary person kill somebody? They slash them.
Wow.
Okay.
He got me on that one again. I don't care for those jokes.
That's all right. I had to throw something in there.
Well, that was a good one.
Because Keebler's back. Season 2.
You know, hey, nobody's going to like Dedo in 24. I'll tell you that for free.
Oh, hell no. I don't even like, I didn't like him in 23, 22, or 21.
A few did. Anyway, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to season 2. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be a little more controversial, a little more, polarizing, I guess.
Spicy.
Salsa. Anyway, thanks for listening. And as always, be good.
Saki to me.
Hey, everybody. It's Dedo. Thanks for checking out the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, subscribe to us. We can hook up, interact. You can tell us what you like about the show. Talk about what you don't like about the show. Give us information and insight. We'd appreciate it. We only want to make the show better for you guys. Also, if you get a chance, head over to someassembly.net. That's our sponsor, and you could really use some business. All right? As always, everybody, be good.
Saki to me.